Auburn cracks the top 20 of the ESPN FPI poll. Is that really a big deal?
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fye.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast, and I'm your host, Charlie Five, and we're getting ready to rock and roll on this Wednesday. Still going daily, ready to get you over the hump, headed towards this weekend, another big recruiting weekend that we have on tap. But we're going to talk about recruiting later in the week. Today, we're going to talk about Auburn debuting in the preseason top 20 of ESPN's FBI poll. Is that a big deal? Yes or no? And still got a long way to go as a program to compete in the SEC. But before we do that, you know we got to give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. You can find him almost anywhere. ActiveWealth.com, Annuity360.net, on television. If you live in Huntsville, if you live in Columbus, you can find him on television on Sundays. And if you, or at retirementresults.com, if you don't live in one of those areas and you want to catch all those episodes, you can check them out at retirementresults.com. How do you know that your 401k, that your retirement plan is working the best it can work if you haven't had multiple opinions? Let Ford be one of those opinions. Won't cost you a penny, and you can make a friend out of it. What better way? Who better to trust your money than a guy that you can connect with on an Auburn level and just make a friend in general. So check him out pretty much anywhere that I listed, activewealth.com, annuity360.net, retirementresults.com. He's like Prime, Coach Prime. He's easy to find. So check him out, Ford Stokes, Active Wealth Management. So, hey, if you could find a poll that Auburn it ranks good in, let's grapple onto it. Let's talk about it. ESPN dropped their preseason 2024 ESPN FPI rankings. I think it's called the Power Index or something like that. It's a computer simulation model. Takes the human element completely out of it. Auburn debuts at number 19, which I do think on some levels is a big deal. And then some levels, I think you still got a lot of room to grow. You got a lot and it doesn't really mean a ton for as far as the human polls come into play. Typically, they don't align pretty much at all because, again, this takes all the data that you have from last year, all the data that you have that they can input from new additions. Again, they waited until after the spring portal was finished. And then they run, I think, 20,000 plus computer simulations to kind of project how each game will play out and kind of give you a record. And I think they're spitting out Auburn right around 7-ish wins and 5-ish, 4-5-ish losses, which is kind of what Vegas thinks. You know, I think the line's around 7.5 as far as the betting lines go, as far as the wins total. And it puts Auburn right inside the top 20. I don't want to overplay it being a big, how big of a deal it is, but it is pretty significant, and I'll tell you why. So, number one, Auburn did not start inside the top 25 last year in this exact same poll. So, from a starting point perspective, it's a big improvement. You're outside the top 25. I don't even think they release it, so there's no telling where it had Auburn preseason ranked last year. But you go in, you're inside the top 20. Another significant note, because it takes data from each week. It factors in how you played, the margin of victory, the team you played, how that team finished, strength of schedule, all of that information. It took all of that into play. Auburn finished last year, the ending of last year, at number 34. Okay, so naturally you would think, if you finished a season at 34 with all that data, You bring back a number of the same folks, but you add a bunch of new portal additions. You go from 34th at the end of the season to 19th at the beginning of the season. I think that's significant. Again, it takes a little bit of the human element out of it, and it's just strictly looking at what Auburn has, what they have on their slate as far as a schedule goes, and then the improvements they've made position by position. Again, to go from 34th at the end of the season to inside the top 20, I think that is I think that's significant. I think it's something to be something to kind of hang on to and look at as a positive moving forward. Respect a little bit from even if it's from a computer as far as what you have and then how, I guess, manageable, even though you know, there's a number of teams that are ranked higher in this FPI that Auburn will play. The schedule is a little bit more manageable. These rankings update weekly. They update almost in real time. They take the games you play, and for Auburn to be able to start inside the top 20, and you have the first four games that are extremely manageable. And honestly, depending on, you know, what Oklahoma has, you got a chance to start off the season 5-0. Where could Auburn go? Where could Auburn go from that aspect? Why this is not necessarily a huge deal is because these things aren't really tied into the polls at all, like the human polls, you know, your AP, your coaches, things like that. So it doesn't necessarily mean Auburn's going to start off in the top 20 in the AP poll. You know, you're not going to see, probably game one, you're not going to see Auburn with a number beside its name. Okay. It just, they're not really tied in together. Again, the FPI poll is strictly computers. There's no human involvement whatsoever other than maybe, you know, clicking the start button and letting it roll from there. But yeah, so I don't want to get too tied into it, but I think it is a good barometer for at least, you know, a possible jump in a program from year one to year two, which is what you want to see. And what we feel like, we can talk about it as much as we want, but we feel like we're moving in the right direction. But this sort of gives you another little checkbox to say, hey, maybe Auburn is sort of moving towards where we need to be. The problem is, even though you're 19th, you're still right around 9th or 10th in the SEC in the same exact poll. You still have a number of SEC teams that are still ahead of you. That just goes to show you, you know, we talked about we had our show yesterday about Brian Harsin. It just goes to show you the hole that Hugh Freeze is trying to dig Auburn out of. Okay. And you play four teams, even though the schedule's really manageable, you still play, I believe, four teams in this ESPN FPI that are ahead of you currently. I think you play Alabama, you play Georgia, obviously, you play Oklahoma, and you play Missouri, and you play three of those on the road. So, again, game by game, these things will change. I don't want to get way too ahead of myself, way too ahead of ourselves that Auburn's a top 20 team because, again, you still got a long way to go, and as manageable as the schedule is, you still got to play some tough teams to get to that next level. You still got to be able to knock off your Missouris. You still got to be able to knock off. You still got to win the games you got to win. You still got to play Texas A&M. You still got to play. I think Texas A&M is also another team that may be ahead of Auburn in the same poll. So it's. I don't want to get too high, but at the same time, I do think it's significant. And I already talked about the biggest reason, but going from that 34 to 19 from the end of the year last year to 19 to start the year this year, I think that's a really big deal. Before we talk about what Auburn's got to do to continue to show these type of improvements, we got to give a shout out to Plains Coffee. Check them out, plainscoffee.com. Use coupon code BUTTON to take 10% off every single order from now until the end of time. Look, if you're tired of going shopping for coffee, if you're tired of going buying those bulk buckets of stale old coffee, this is the place for you. Freshly ground coffee just days before it ships. They got a little bit of whatever. If you're a coffee person and you like all kinds of different flavors, they got all that you can ask for: dark roast, light roast, medium roast, whatever. And then if you're just not that super into all of that, you can find, you're going to be able to find something extremely easy because there's tons of coffee to choose from. So check them out, save big, use coupon code BUTTON for 10% off every single order from now to the end of time. Hey, if you don't like coffee, they got tea too. If you're a hot tea person, there you go. Place for you, plainscoffee.com. So the jump from 34 to 19 is big. How do you keep making those jumps? How do you keep making those jumps? Number one, you got to start seeing, we can talk about the off the field staff. We can talk about the recruiting. You can talk about that. All that's great. Okay. All that's great. You got to start seeing, year two is where you want to start seeing your jump in the product on the field. It is. And I don't want to get too caught up in the record, but I think this is sort of, because of the way last year played out, this is sort of a year where you really need to hit that. You need to really hit that 7-8 win regular season with a chance to make, have a pretty good bowl, have a pretty good bowl opportunity. And then, finally win a freaking bowl game. Let's win a bowl game for once. Let's put some emphasis on trying to win a bowl game. But I think Auburn has the schedule to do it. I think they've got maybe the trenches now to be able to compete and have the depth there to be able to do it. I think Auburn's got some skill guys to be able to put some points on the board. And then you got some pretty solid defensive players. You got to be a pretty solid pass rusher. You have a very active defensive backfield with experience and then talent. I think Auburn's got some pieces in place to be able to improve that product on the field. Now you just got to go do it. It's enough talking about it, and I'm sure we'll talk about game by game a million times over this summer. But if you want to keep moving your way up to dig yourself out of this hole, the product on the field, year one, fine. I've always said that. I even said it when Brian Harsin was here. I did not care what the first season results were. If you're doing the right things off the field, you're getting things in place, you will have a jump. You will have a little bit of a jump on year two. And if you're continuing to do it, you're going to start to see, year three, where you might be ready to sort of close the gap even further and be able to compete. But you can't have another 6-6. You can't have another one of those, okay? Because then you're going to start to lose faith in the process. People are going to start to lose faith in the process, and it's just going to make things harder. It's going to make recruits cost more to have to, from an NIL standpoint, to come to your place because your proof of concept's not quite there yet. So there's so many things that there's so many aspects of that, but you have to continue. You have to start showing it on the field. I can't see the future, but I feel like with the pieces in place, you may be able to put a little bit better. I think offensively, you'll be able to put a lot better product on the field, mainly just because Hugh Freeze is going to be the guy calling the plays. And you really can't point – if you can point me to a season where Hugh really struggled at being at the helm of the offense, I think you'd be finding, a really big outlier, because everywhere he's been able to throw the ball around the field. He's had receivers do really well. He's put up a lot of points. He's just been a competitive offensive coach. He's been one of the better play callers in college football, ever since he's been a coach. So put wins on the board. You got to start putting a better product on the field. You got to continue to build your trenches, and I think at Auburn has to be able to be sort of weaning themselves away from the portal. It's not going to go away completely. And you've already got, on the offensive side of the ball, you already got four guys committed, all very, very highly ranked guys. You got a couple more that you're looking to add to finish off this class with five or six guys. Coupled that with your JUCO All-American that you added last year, your top 150 interior offensive lineman that you added last year, and then another offensive tackle that everybody wanted from last year's class. You couple that, you start stacking those. Now you start having a sustainable trenches on the offensive side, and then the defensive side, same thing. You had a big defensive line class last year. They're all going to be young, but the year prior you added a playmaker in Keldrick Falk. Like, those type of things have to continue to happen as well. And as you do that, as you start to build stack classes on classes, you don't necessarily have to depend on the portal to get you where you need to be. Right now we're having to live and die pretty much by rebuilding position groups through the portal. And I think over time, you'll wean yourself off of that, and then that won't have to be a thing anymore. Because I do think Auburn has the resources and whatnot to be able to compete as a recruiting force, one of the top, 10-ish recruiting teams in the country. And I think you're going to see that maybe even closer to a top five or six, the resources to be a top five or six recruiting team in the country consistently. And we'll have to see how this class plays out, but there's a lot of good momentum. A lot of good momentum going, and I think we're going to see a lot of action, especially over the next several weeks leading up to Big Cat Weekend. So, let's put a product on the field. Let's continue to put wins on the board. Let's build from last year to this year, and then stack that from this year to next year. That's one way that you're going to be able to close the gap. Production will help you sell and be able to close the gap, and then continue to recruit your tail off. Continue to build your trenches. Continue to find those high caliber kids that can help you compete in the SEC, because it doesn't get any easier. These teams aren't going to get any worse. You're going to have to you can't wait on teams to fall behind you. You have to go jump them. You have to go jump them. They're there. They're established. I mean, Eli Drinkwitz is doing an incredible job at Missouri. You're going to have to go knock them off. You're going to have to go knock them off. You're going to have to out-recruit them and get ahead of them. Oklahoma is a consistent, a historical power. You're going to have to jump them. You're going to have to beat them. You're going to have to go out-recruit them for guys. All these teams in the SEC, they're not going anywhere. So you got to get wins on the field. And I think that was the sense of urgency of Hugh going ahead and taking the reins of the offense, because he knows can't have another year like we had last year. So again, the starting point of being inside the top 20 is great. It's great to see Auburn there after you've won like 6, 5, and 6 games the last 3 years. It's just good to finally see Auburn, starting off at a very advantageous spot, I think a very fair spot, and give you some little hope for the season, give you a little juice for the season. Now, we just have to see how it plays out. So the big thing for the rest of the summer is going to be that second part of how you close the gap, recruiting. And we're going to talk a little bit of that later on in the week. But I thought this was interesting. Understand what the FPI poll is, how it works, and why it's significant for Auburn. So if you like this video, subscribe to this channel. That helps me go a long way. Get in the comments. Do you think this is a big deal? Do you think it's not worth talking about? And what poll, let me ask you this, what poll means the most to you? What poll do you think is the biggest marker, biggest significant marker of where Auburn is as a program? It could be a preseason poll, whatever. What is that? It could just be, hey, I want to be in the college football playoff. I want to be in that top 12. And I get that. And I think Auburn's on the way there. But follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And we're going to get after it again tomorrow. We're going daily, baby. We're going to have fun. We're going to bug out every single day. And we're going to enjoy doing it. So I really appreciate it. Y'all have a great rest of the day. And stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening. And drive home safely.